I cannot believe that there is any being in this universe who has created a human soul for eternal pain. I would rather that every god would destroy himself. I would rather that we all should go to eternal chaos, to black and starless night, than that just one soul should suffer eternal agony. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
I'm sure they had a better one than me.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Mm-hmm. Two shots to the urgent care and many, many drugs later, I think I'm good.
Yeah, two runs to the urgent care.
Urgent care, not the ER. Yeah. Although if it doesn't get better, it will be the ER soon. So hopefully this works, but all these drugs help by the end of the week. Otherwise, we're taking a trip I don't want to take.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough of our crap.
No. What? I lost my computer this weekend. It's just as bad.
Yeah, so this episode might sound kind of weird.
I'm on borrowed equipment.
This isn't this.
Yes.
Your desk is pretty naked.
Okay.
Which just means it's recording differently. It's going to sound different probably. Probably a little more crappy.
I don't know. It might sound better. I haven't figured it out yet.
Not necessarily.
But anyways.
Everything crashed, died, and it's not like we can afford to go buy another damn computer. So
this is being recorded on laptop.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So this is what it is. So eventually it may get better. Who knows?
Hopefully.
I don't see how you're going to get a computer.
I'm going to start a fundraiser.
Oh, not another damn fundraiser.
I might. I don't know. I only need a small... ish.
I was gonna say that other laptop.
I don't want a desktop anymore. I want to go laptop.
Whatever. I had a good setup on the desktop.
Yeah. Well, I still have the hard drive.
I can't change. You know, you had a few things that I could do, and now that's gone, and I'm lost.
I still have the hard drive.
That's not helping me.
I'll just clone it over to a laptop.
You can do that?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. This is like for a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Move on.
Anyway, we have some Twitterers.
Okay.
I've got 94%er, President of the U.S. Virgin Islands, B. Peaver, Left at the Valley, Delightful Travelers, Two Fan, and Josh Jackson.
Excellent.
Yeah. So some good followers this week.
Yes.
And I do have one more announcement to make before we get into the actual show stuff.
Do you now?
Yes. I'm going to be on Atheist Talk this Sunday, December 10th at 9 a.m. Central. It's a live show.
I was just going to say, if you're telling the time of the date, it must be live.
Yeah. It's a live radio show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what we'll be talking about, but there may be an announcement about the original model project coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
just a small thing.
I thought that was in sleep zone.
It's still in sleep zone.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm looking at it, see what's going on.
Are you now?
I am.
Okay. Whatever.
Anyways, I guess we can do some news.
Yeah, that's usually what we're here for.
First, I got some fake news.
Isn't it all
yes.
just fake news?
Yes. An atheist group, or actually the American Atheist, launched a new billboard campaign encouraging Americans to skip church. The signs were put up by the group American Atheist. One billboard features a major scene that encourages people to skip church, calling it the original fake news.
I like it.
Another advertises the American Atheist National Convention in Oklahoma City, depicting the Oklahoma City skyline with Santa's sleigh flying overhead and says, "Just like Santa Claus, the atheists are coming to town." David Silverman says everyone knows the stories we're told in church aren't the truth.
I got that. That's for sure.
So I love this little thing. This is by far my favorite.
Now, this is what the billboard looks like?
Yeah, you're looking at the billboard.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go find it. It's on the American Atheist website. It's all over the internet.
You could describe it.
Oh, okay.
Slightly.
So it's got the manger and, you know, the three wise men and Mary, Joseph, and supposedly Jesus, with the words "fake news" stamped over top of it.
I like the cartoonish look of it.
Yeah, it's a very cartoony look. Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, of 5 or 6 years they've been doing these billboards, this is my favorite.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah. Absolutely. It's because it's fake news.
Well, that's and I love the idea. Big thing in the headlines now is all the fake news.
One of the dictionaries said that the phrase of the 2017 was fake news.
Because that's all they kept saying all year long.
Well, some people were not too happy about the new billboards.
No.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
It is.
So Richard Mansfield, a senior pastor at New Beginnings Church in Oklahoma, said the billboard has already offended some of his parishioners who have driven by it.
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know. He says, I think they're trying to give a slap in the face to not only the Christian community, but people who have faith and people that have hope.
That's absurd, because obviously when they do it to other people, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he just said.
I saw one person said, it's not like there's Christian billboards telling atheists they're going to hell. Yeah, there are.
There's many, actually.
Even here in Washington State, people will
tell you that word for word. I've heard people say it out of their mouth several times.
Well, that's on a billboard.
I mean, billboard or not. I mean, I don't understand why they only see when something is being done towards them that they do to other people on a regular basis as that's when it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hypocritical.
Well, for once, Ken Ham actually agrees with the American Atheist, sort of.
Okay, that's weird.
He says, now I can support this billboard because Santa Claus is fiction and atheism is fiction. So to compare Santa Claus to atheism is an accurate comparison. Atheism is a meaningless anti-God religion teaching fiction.
Yeah, see, that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at that.
Technically, he's wrong-ish.
Okay, but atheism is a real thing, so how can he say it's fiction?
Whereas Ken Ham is under the impression that atheism is a religion, like his belief is a religion, which it's not. I don't know how many times we have to go over that.
You know, I still can't wrap my head around the whole, as adults, they don't believe in Santa Claus, but yet they still believe in God and all that crap. So why don't they separate that? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, they'll still believe in Santa, who, if I, you know the story right, he knows what you're doing, he sees you when you're sleeping kind of crap, and yet, then again, so does God. So why do they separate the two when they both do the same damn thing?
Well, because there comes a point in a child's life when they understand that Santa Claus is not real. Then their parents confirm that. The problem is, that's about the same time when they start questioning Jesus, and the parents say, no, Jesus is still real.
But you would think at some point, as they got older, that would be like the light bulb going off. Okay, no, you know?
Well, the difference is they're told over and over, even past that point of questioning that, you know, this is real. This isn't like Santa Claus.
I don't know.
And that's the problem.
I guess because I had the light bulb start questioning and saying, this is ridiculous, I have a harder time comprehending adults not reaching that point where they say, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't believe in Santa, but I believe in God. And they just take that wholeheartedly. I have a hard time going there, I guess.
I agree with you.
My brain doesn't go that way anymore, anyway, I suppose.
On to something else?
Yes, please.
Bullied for not being Christian. How odd. Uh-huh. A mother in Powell County, Kentucky, said she's at her wit's end because of how her children are being treated in the Stanton Elementary School. Uh-huh. She said that for 2 years, students and teachers have bullied her children for not being Christian.
That happens too often, but uh-huh. Yeah.
Heather Estes says that no matter what she does or says, nothing changes for the better at Stanton Elementary. And she says, I've tried to address it with the school for over a year now, and while the principal at the school is very nice, it just continues to happen.
Sounds familiar.
She said the bullying all started when the students and even teachers noticed her two kids don't attend the, quote, upper room.
The hell's the upper room?
Powell County Schools describes the upper room as a non-denominational student-led Christian organization that meets every morning before school starts at Stanton Elementary. So it's a Christian club.
It's a Christian club.
But Estes says that her 10 and 8-year-old children have told her it is anything but inclusive.
Obviously.
My children are asked every day, do you believe in God, and why don't you go? He's been told by teachers things like atheists will be eaten by bears.
Wow, that's sweet to tell children.
Well, it is a Bible story. Mm.
Like I said, it's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't call anybody bald head and you won't get eaten by bears.
I can't understand why, I don't seem to be understanding much lately. Why can't they just accept the fact that someone might not see something the way they do and let it go? Leave it alone.
I don't know.
Why do they have to drag them on their train with them? Maybe they don't want to take that train. I mean, why is this so hard for them to wrap around their head? You believe what you want? Great. They believe what they want? Great. The two shall not cross.
Well, then you have issues with this. Because then the problem is these Christianists, I'm going to call them Christianists.
Okay.
Have this thought in their head that atheists are horrible people and we got to fix them.
But again, that's interfering with someone else.
They don't care.
Whether they're horrible people or not, that still doesn't change the fact that why can't they just do their thing and the horrible atheists will do their thing?
Because they don't want their souls to go to hell.
Oh, please. They're still interfering. Maybe they want to go to hell they believed in that.
Yeah. I'm nicer people there, I think.
I mean, what is the deal?
I don't know.
I mean, do they just want to convert them and get on their boat? What?
So the whole thing is to convert more people. That's the whole point of religion, is to convert people so that the leaders can make more money. There is no other point to religion.
Because it all comes down to money. I'm sorry.
You know it
does.
That's
all it comes down to is money.
Right. Because if they don't get these kids in elementary school when they're young,
they're not given money when they get older and have jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, it's that's money. The problem.
That's who their God should be. They should have that up on the wall. Not God or Jesus. They should have, like, I don't know, dollar bills or kind of coin system.
In God we trust on money makes sense now.
See? I'm good.
Anyway.
But seriously, no. I mean, because that's what it comes down to. It's not about God or Jesus or their belief. The higher up, I should say, it's about money. Now, the people who were down in the pews giving the money, you know, many of them are looking for it for God, for Jesus, but in the end of the line, when you follow it all the way through, it's the dollar bill sitting there.
Exactly.
And that's kind of sad, and it's kind of sad for those poor people sitting in the pews.
It is horrible.
It is.
Yeah, but your scientist was so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
That's right, I changed the science segment.
I like that.
Yeah.
My daughters and I have been on a Jurassic Park kick lately. When we watch movies, we like to block watch movies. So that's our kick for lately.
So and I went and grabbed that. I went and grabbed that and said this would be better for science than what
we had. It's actually a really good quote.
Especially considering this week's story.
Oh, okay.
Sightings of the Yeti or Abominable Snowman, a mysterious ape-like creature said to inhabit the high mountains of Asia, have been reported for centuries.
Hmm.
Footprints have been spotted and stories have been passed down from generation to generation.
And I saw him in Florida.
A Yeti?
Yep, on that ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. Anyways.
Yeah, okay. Now, a new DNA study of a purported Yeti samples from museum and private collections has provided insight into the origins of the Himalayan legend.
Now, interesting.
Yeah. The research, published on November 29, 2017, in Proceedings of the Royal Society B, analyzed 9 alleged Yeti specimens, including bone, tooth, skin, hair, fecal samples collected in the Himalayas and Tibetan Plateau.
Really? So this, like, just happened?
This literally just came out.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of those, one turned out to be from a dog.
Oh, darn.
The other 8 were from Asian bears.
Damn it.
And one from an Asian black bear, one from a Himalayan brown bear, the other 6 from Tibetan brown bears.
You destroyed the abominable snowman.
I did not destroy Bumble.
Bumble, yes, you heard Bumble.
Because Bumbles bounce.
They'll just bounce back.
Yeah. Biologist Charlotte
Yeah, you say that.
I don't even know.
No, not a clue.
Lindquist. Yeah.
Quist.
Of the University at Buffalo led the study. She said in a statement, "Our findings strongly suggest that biological underpinnings of the Yeti legend can be found in local bears, and our study demonstrates that genetics should be able to unravel other similar mysteries."
Well, you know, overall, as much as it sucks, you know, they kind of destroyed my Bumble. It makes sense, though. I mean, that was kind of inevitable.
Inevitable.
I can't talk with this thing in my face. But, yeah, I mean, it just makes sense.
It does.
I mean, it was bound to come to that. They just needed the proof that that's what it was. I mean, you could pretty much figure that's what it was going to be. But anyways, but yeah, that does leave for all your other
So
Sasquatch.
And, yeah, Bigfoot and
Loch Ness.
The Chupacabra.
What's
Chupacabra?
What's the Chupacabra?
It's if I remember right, it's like this dog like demon thing from Mexico.
Oh, okay. It rings a bell. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, all those, you know, never legends. Seen legends and uh-huh. stuff. Yeah. Eventually they're gonna, you know, get DNA on technically Nessie and find out it's just a log or something. I don't know.
A log. Okay.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
We're doing Potter.
We got a Potter Award.
Yay.
This week we're talking about a person who should have won this award a long, long time ago.
Oh, really?
But it was always beat out by a more deserving Potter winner.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Iowa Representative Steve King.
Not to be mixed with Stephen King.
No, absolutely not.
Because I like him.
Well, last week he accused several of his Black and Latino House colleagues of having deified criminal illegal aliens and fostering, and quote, an anti-white, anti-Western civilization culture.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like this person.
Yeah. he was talking this week with Kurt Schilling, the host of Breitbart's radio program, if that tells you anything. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes, about the acquittal of an undocumented Mexican immigrant in the 2015 murder of Kate Steinle?
Stein, I think it's Steinle.
Which became a touchstone for the anti-immigration movement.
Ah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
King said, and this is a direct quote, sitting on the Judiciary Committee and the Immigration and Constitution Subcommittee now for 15 years, I've watched them maneuver themselves in posture. Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson, Lee, Bobby Scott, Luis Gutierrez, John Conyers, and all the people I've sat with 15 years and watched as they maneuver. I've watched them manufacture arguments about topics they knew nothing about until they settled on a position they thought was going to suit them politically. And now they have deified criminal illegal aliens, and there's a pejority, I'm not sure what the hell that is,
okay,
against white people in America. It's an anti-white, anti-Western civilization culture they are fostering.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, anti-white.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like they should be wearing a hood soon. I mean, it just sounds like he just wants white power.
He went on to lament that Bill Clinton sliced and diced people with identity politics, including building a cabinet that, quote, looks like America, you know, diverse and everything.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Bill Clinton had a pretty diverse cabinet. He had lots of minorities and women and all that uh-huh. stuff on there. Apparently, Steve King didn't like it.
Oh, obviously. He wants everyone to be white and...
delightsome?
That's it.
That's a Mormon thing, by the way. White and delightsome.
What's delightsome?
Delightsome.
Oh, delightsome. You kind of just mumbled it all together. What the hell are you saying?
Everybody understood what I was saying.
Yeah,
trust me.
Except me.
But that's not the worst thing he's ever said.
Uh-huh.
In March of 2017, he tweeted, quote, we can't restore our civilization with someone else's babies.
Wow, that's sweet.
And that was a comment that white supremacist and KKK Imperial Grand Wizard David Duke loved.
See? I knew where I was talking about.
When given to a chance to explain his meaning during the CNN interview the following morning, he doubled down.
Of course he did.
Saying he said exactly what he meant. Then he blamed the U.S. citizens for refusing to have children faster.
Because he wants the white U.S. citizens to fill the country, right?
Yeah, because then we don't have room for immigrants if we fill it with white kids.
Right, that's exactly what I was saying.
Then he began to rant about the number of abortions since 1973.
Wow, he's just all over the place.
Yeah. And this is some more quotes from him.
Okay.
I'm just full of quotes.
Uh-huh.
There's been this effort. We're going to have to replace that void with someone else's babies.
Damn.
That's the push to bring in so much illegal immigration to America, living in enclaves, refusing to assimilate into Americans' culture and civilization. Wow.
Wait, so he's saying...
Because
there's so many abortions, we're giving voids for someone else's babies to come in.
Making space for illegal alien babies.
Oh my god, this guy's weird. Because apparently we have a quota that we're going to cap off at?
Yeah, there's a certain number of people we have to have in the United States
Well, that's what I'm saying. There comes a point when we say, nope, we've met our fill. Sorry, turn around.
Or
to any babies being born for that matter.
Yeah, you need to stop right there.
You can't have any more babies. No one else can come in. We've met our limit, so thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, well, this was the first time he talked about losing the white civilization.
Wow, it's no wonder the KKK really likes him.
On the House floor in 2011, he went on about contraceptives being preventive medicine.
Oh, Lord. Uh-huh.
Well, here's the quotes. Well, if you applied that preventive medicine, universally you end up with what you end up with, you've prevented a generation. I think I got that right. It sounded weird. Preventing babies from being born is not medicine. That's not constructive to our culture or civilization. If we let our birth rate get down below replacement rate, we're a dying civilization.
Wow.
Which is that last statement is technically true.
No, but what I'm saying,
he's concentrating on white civilization. White.
Make those babies, women, get out there and give birth to those white babies.
White babies.
Fill it up with white babies, because, wow, is he a racist? They must love him.
But he actually gets worse.
Really?
Yeah, in 2011 and again in 2012, when the Obama administration was trying to expand healthcare access by promoting telemedicine, King tried to ban Planned Parenthood clinics from getting any federal grants.
Of course he did.
The grants were meant to help with things like upgrading computers and building networks. Mm-hmm. But the Iowa congressman was certain Planned Parenthood was going to use it to offer telemedicine abortions.
Of course they were. That's the underlying agenda. My God, these people are stupid.
All right, so this is a quote. SMO.
The frick is SMO?
I misspelled some. This is in context. This is what he wrote.
Does he speak English?
SMO. And some of us signed a letter, 70 of us, to Kathleen Sebelius and asked if they had distributed grants for telemedicine for any abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood. Their response came back in the affirmative, and they had issued several grants to Planned Parenthood. And these funds, as near as we can determine, are being used to provide telemedicine for robo-abortions. The robo-Skype abortions, as I've described.
He just thinks there's a machine just kind of pressing out the babies of the women and just moving them down in a conveyor belt. Because that's kind of how he sees
it. For the record, I tried to find a robo-Skype abortion provider. None available. What the hell is that? I don't even know what it is.
Okay, because I feel like dumber than usual because I don't understand what that is.
Well, I tried to piece it together. So Skype is this program you use to talk to people online, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you Skype the patient and tell them how to do their own abortion? You send them a robot and it does it for them?
Didn't see it that way, but
I'm not sure.
God, this guy is kind of out there, man.
Yeah. And if you think that's bad, listen to this quote in his response from Charlie Pierce's comment on the RNC being the last time old white people get so much attention.
Another quote.
Yeah. Here it is. I would ask you to go back through history and figure out where are these contributions that have been made by these other categories of people that you are talking about? Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization?
Wow.
So basically, Charlie Pierce had said that, you know, this generation of politicians. Charlie Pierce was saying this generation of politicians, of old white men running everything, is done. It's over, right? Uh-huh. And he's saying, well, what other category of people have done as much as old white people? Basically, is what he's saying.
So, what other category of people have done as such a good job as us white people?
That's basically what he's saying. And then, when asked for clarification, he said, then Western civilization itself, it's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States of America. In every place where Christianity settled the world. That's all of Western civilization. I don't think Christianity has improved our lives very much. Certainly hasn't offered much to actual civilization.
Hell no.
I happen to have read about this, you know, 1,000-year period where Christianity destroyed pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dark Ages, but hence so many other ages.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is very in-your-face racist and not really apologetic for it either.
No. Then in 2017, he said his opponent made up death threats against her.
Made up death threats against?
Okay. Democrat Kim Weaver learned that white supremacist groups supported King when she ran against him in 2016, and she was a victim of threats and harassments. Threats and harassments. Mm-hmm. Despite her loss, she threw in her hat for 2018 again, but found the threats were increasing and announced she was withdrawing in June 2017. Right? So the white supremacists were literally harassing her with death threats.
That actually is sad and doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. But the congresswoman refused to believe that she was really experiencing death threats, claiming she simply made them up.
Of course she's going to say that.
Yeah. He said, Democrats drove her out of the race, not Republicans. Death threats likely didn't happen, but a fabrication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because, you know, that doesn't happen. I mean, he already had the leader of the KKK praise him.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that didn't happen at all.
No, never. No. Of course not. How can you deny someone's getting death threats when they have the death threats?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how do you... He's just ignoring it, actually. Yeah, he's just basically, oh, you're full of crap. I can't hear you right now.
He's the kind that says my supporters would never issue death threats.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway, but by far the worst thing he's done was when he did little to condemn the actions of white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Remember Charlottesville where someone got run over?
Yes.
King called the battle around the Confederate flag newly emerged and politically driven, rather than acknowledge a symbol it has played in over a century of racial inequality. He says, let's put the stuff behind us in history.
They always want to sweep that kind of crap under the carpet and make it ignore what we all know it was and pretend that you don't see it.
But I'm not done with this quote.
But it's all good and all that.
Yeah. The Civil War was history. The Confederacy was history. There's a symbol there that means slavery to some, but it means historical pride in the South in others. And we should be able to look at it as history.
Okay, that statement right there was extremely racist.
Duh.
Okay, and he doesn't quite see that, if so you notice.
Some people have historical pride in slavery.
Well, that particularly is what I'm talking about. That one sentence right there is... Yeah. He doesn't see the wrongness of his statement.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't see that that's actually a bad thing.
Well, Steve King is one of those who wants to save the monuments because of history, right? But he wants to sweep the bad history under the rug.
Well, and see, that's where I have a problem. I do not want history to be erased in any kind, whether it was good or bad for your side in particular. It doesn't matter. History needs to be left as history. But as far as the monuments are concerned, you don't need to praise, which I see putting up a statue for. What's the word I'm looking for? I just lost my train of thought. For putting up, you know...
Hero worship?
Yes, thank
you.
That's
what we'll call it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, you should always keep history. I mean, slavery was horrendous, but it was part of history. You have to keep that in our history.
We keep
to show pride.
So, I've talked about this several times about the statues. Okay, you don't need a statue to remember slavery.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
We have books, we have pictures, we have museums, we have all this other stuff to remind us that slavery happened. We don't need a statue of a slave owner.
And not just that, putting up a statue for a slave owner, for example, is just idolizing them. And that's what's wrong with putting a statue up.
And it's not just a slave owner, because, you know, we have statues of Washington, Jefferson, Franklin.
Right.
I don't think Franklin was a slave owner. But, you know, all those founding fathers who were slave owners. But
it depends on, like, if the statue is put up for something that wasn't
slave owning.
Yeah, yeah, that was something in particular.
So those guys were put up for founding the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you take like the Confederate monuments,
mm-hmm.
those guys were put up to honor the Confederacy, which was supporting slavery. And they
were
put up.
It was also a mutiny, wasn't it? Basically,
yeah, they were basically treasonous. But yeah. There's a whole lot of history involved there. They were pardoned and all this other crap, which is ridiculous and just pisses me off when I get into that subject.
Another rant.
No, I'll never rant on that. I don't know.
Anyways,
so the whole idea that we're hero worshiping Confederate traitors, basically, is ridiculous. And to compare them at any point in time to the founding fathers is ridiculous.
Well, the fact that they were traitors to the country, I think just that point right there, it should have never been a monument for.
Right.
So, just in his statement right there, you should, because it was history, show your pride in, I get if you're from the South at that time.
If you want
the history to be there, but to show pride in...
The only people I excuse for being prideful of being part of the Confederacy were people who were actually in the Confederacy. If you weren't from the Confederacy and you're showing pride in that, you're a crappy person. Almost broke my E.
No, I agree.
So, Southern people cannot take pride in being of the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. Right? No.
Because they weren't part of it.
No, they weren't part of it. No. It's part of their history. It's part of their heritage.
Right.
But you can't be prideful of wanting to be part of a slave-owning nation. That literally put slavery into their constitution.
Yeah, I mean, specifically.
If you look technically, the United States Constitution has a touch of slavery, right? Mm-hmm. It talks about the 3/5 Amendment. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't literally say there shall be slaves, right? Uh-huh. Confederacy basically said that.
Yeah, well, they weren't letting it go.
No, they weren't.
They were holding on tight.
Anyways.
Yes, but so, this guy obviously is a clear racist.
Yeah.
We'll say white supremacist.
Yeah, so for being a white supremacist, anti-choice racist, and sitting congressman with the power to make laws based on his views, Representative D. King has earned himself a much-deserved and long-delayed Mr. Potter Award.
He's an ass.
He is an ass. I don't like him very much.
No, he's white power, white power. Don't like anyone else.
Pretty much. Ugh. He's been there for a long time.
Oh, there's so many people who aren't nice. Can't we just all get along?
No.
Crap.
I know.
I'm moving to another planet. I'm done with this.
And that's all the yucking I got.
I know. I'm done.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!